When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Well, thank you so much for doing this little chat.
Of course.
I'm really excited to talk to you.
It's very strange being interviewed by you. I mean, we were like the opposition and like played against each other. So this
now
is really fun.
Now we are kind of on the same team.
We're on the same team, yes.
Is that
part
strange
of the, part
for
of
you?
The retired team.
Do you like having me on your team or would you prefer having me on the other side?
No. I absolutely love it, yeah.
Okay, good. Well,
it all depends on this interview.
It does. I have my notes. Let's see how it goes. You mentioned your partnership with Evian, and I want to get into it, but I think we are here as kind of the coolest watch party to have ever that ever existed.
Yeah. Like, give it up for the coolest watch party.
Yeah, this is the coolest watch party that has ever existed.
We're going to see the Statue of Liberty and all the bridges.
What can possibly be better?
What could go wrong?
What can possibly go wrong?
So much.
But I have to say, Maria, we don't get to see you so much at tennis tournaments anymore, but we did see you yesterday during the finals.
I couldn't miss that.
You couldn't miss that?
I felt like it was a match that would, seeing Coco on that stage and all the expectations from the beginning of the tournament, I didn't think it was the highest quality of match because there were so much nerves, I think, on both sides. I was so happy to see Coco win. I've been saying it for years. I think she has the ability to transcend the sport into so many, bridging entertainment and sport and culture and fashion. She's got such a great voice, and most importantly, she's an amazing competitor, which is just like this full package. And it came together for her in New York City. Yeah. So I wanted to be there.
And how you won your first Grand Slam title when you were very young, even younger than Coco, 17, and then you repeated it here. 2006, US Open champion Maria Sharapova.
Thank you.
Give it up, please. 5 times Grand Slam title holder and many more. 36 titles. World number one for 21 weeks. So many success. We don't have to get into it.
Please, let's not.
But
actually, if you want to, I mean, keep going. I don't hear this every day.
No, this is an absolute tremendous career by this lady here. And I was wondering, what is awaiting Coco now? You've been in this position. Do you think she can handle it? And we've seen other past champions that have crumbled under the pressure. Can you tell with your experience, this one's going to make it, and this one will struggle?
I think her journey has been interesting because from the age of 16, she's been the prospect and the target, and everyone believed that she would get there. And it's perhaps, I think, from everyone's expectations, it's taken a little bit longer. Mm. But I think for her, that may be helpful because it took a few years to figure it out, as opposed to coming out on top from the very beginning and then just being so surprised by everything that comes your way. And I just think she has, she has a great team, and her, the genuine support from her parents is very evident, and it's a beautiful story. And I think, does that mean that she's going to go out and win every single Grand Slam? This is sport. It never happens. Most of the time, you end up losing a few more than you win, but those wins are very special, and I'm sure that she will handle the ups and downs brilliantly.
And you mentioned the team. Coco had a bit of a change in her coaching team. And you just mentioned also that you've been partnered with Evian for 10 years. Yeah. Evian has been the sponsor of the US Open for 35 years.
That is insane.
Yeah, yeah, that is. And you know what's interesting? I'm European. I'm from Germany. And I always knew of Evian. But I had two or three Americans come up to me saying that they heard of Evian when they started sponsoring the US Open.
Wow.
So it just shows you what partnerships can do.
I mean, it makes the absolute sense. I think you know just as well as every athlete the importance of nutrition and hydration and how we prepare our bodies, and not just when we're competing, but actually when we're away from the court, like that recovery aspect and element. And you see all the players with their, you know, with in Wimbledon, they had the sustainable bottles, which was very cool, and they were refilling it. I thought that was a brilliant idea. And we've just done, I think they're also so creative in how they approach the partnerships in fun ways. I mean, look at us now floating on the water. And we've done incredible sustainable projects, one with Iris van Harpen, who's an incredible Dutch designer. She created a material from used plastic bottles that I ended up wearing on a red carpet. So we've done the Live Young campaign several years ago. It was one of my favorite personal brand campaigns of all time. So they're just innovative and cool, and they've what they're able to bring to sport just elevates the sport and tennis in so many fun ways.
Well, and you also, I have to say, you've been always a very loyal person, also with your coaching teams, with your partners. How important do you think is loyalty in your relationship, in your business relationships, but also in tennis? Like, how can you transfer it from tennis to your business relationships?
I think it just takes time. Like, when you have a new coach or a new person on your team, you might know, like, if something goes wrong and you're just really unhappy, but you let them go. But overall, I think it takes time to develop a strong partnership, and it takes time to get to know each other and build trust and understand like the values of each. But yeah, once you're aligned on a vision and you're able to like work together toward the same goals, like one of the things I miss about the sport was having the team members there. Like they're with you until the very last step as you go through the tunnel. You know, you get your bag and you're like, you know, you give them the little fist pump, and you know that, yes, you're on your own, but like their whole life revolves around that match, right? Their family schedule, where are they going next? So I just took that to heart because I think, you know, we're all human. We have a lot of things going on in our lives. And so I wanted to win with them, and just like in partnerships and in business.
Or you're just really bad at firing people.
Probably. That too. I mean, that's really hard. That's so hard. Entirely like new skill that I've had to learn in business.
What else have you been up to since you've been retired? You've been retired for a few years.
For a few years, yes. I became a mother about a year ago, which I think was one of the greatest accomplishments that I've ever experienced. I have an entirely new respect for motherhood and parenthood, and just the moment of how you, like, you know, your body's experiencing completely different, your mind is somewhere else, and that's been challenging, rewarding, because I'm also, you know, I love to work, I'm very ambitious, I've always had big goals about where I, you know, I've set foundation in the business world for several years during my career, and I knew that's, I wanted to take it to another level and grow. But yet I wanted to come home, and have this beautiful family. And so, yeah, it's just it's a bit of a juggle game. Yeah.
Well, but you were actually really famous for that, because you had always interest outside the court, but at the same time, you were known as the most professional, hardworking athlete in the entire world.
You.
How did you strike that balance then? And does it help you now to keep striking that balance?
Yeah. I think I just genuinely loved what I did. I loved like this waking up, putting on my sports gear, and just getting better at the sport. I thought that was, I still believe it was so rewarding. And, you know, when, I don't know, it's maybe you can relate to it as well. As a woman, I think it's a very powerful feeling to have a job at which you like, you're able to see improvements in real time. Yeah. Right, and it's very, very empowering. And I had a stage with an incredible loyal following, and there's a part of that camaraderie that, you know, you start building, and teamwork comes into play, and Yeah, I loved it. But I also knew that there were limitations to what I could do when I was outside of the court. And so that's where I wanted to learn. And I would take classes in Harvard Business School. I would go and intern with Adam Silver at the NBA. So I found, I found little moments to grow because I didn't just want to swim in one lane. And I knew that also as a woman, at one point you have to make a decision on whether, you want to stop for several years or you want to retire to have a family. You know, things don't just happen fast. Like, this is a process. So, yeah, I don't know where I was going with that.
Just that you are really good at striking balances between working hard and
having a
family.
I don't know if I was good, but I definitely had a goal and I set to it. And I love the sport and I love competing.
How do you feel about all these mothers in the tennis world now coming back? And can
I
we hope to see Maria?
I don't know how they do it. I'm so... I don't see that in my future.
Well, actually, I have to say that I asked a bit around about you, trying to get anecdotes about you that I can't Google on the internet.
Oh, wow.
And I heard one thing. I don't
know
if it's true.
What did you find?
Well, I heard one thing. I don't know if it's true, but somebody told me that you were different because from very early on as a teenager, and I'm not sure if it's true,
okay,
you wanted to be CC'd on all emails and you wanted to be kind of in the know of everything that was going on.
Okay. That's
from very early on. Is that
controlling?
True?
Is that like...
No,
I think
you're
slightly controlling and possessed.
Not at all. Actually, that you wanted to learn about the business side as
I
well.
I did. I love the process. I think that's, like last night seeing, a woman's final but that's like the last step.
Right.
It's like, I love seeing where those athletes start. Where are they from? How did they get there? What work did they do? Who helped them? So many things have to come together. And I see a lot of similarities in business, like to understand how these puzzles align. And sometimes you want them to align and you do everything you can and they don't, it's just the way. And then you have to go back to the drawing board and but I love stepping back. I love seeing how players practice. I love seeing how they do the work that's not fancy, that's not on stadium court.
Well, and you've mentioned the team, the people around you helping you. Do you have specific values that you look for when you enter a partnership? Clearly, you have a good hand in it. You've been with Evian for 10 years and others as well.
I think you have to have the same North Star. You have to have the same goal, but the way that you all get there could be slightly different, and that's why you hire them, because they give you a different idea, different ideas and different vision. And also, I love having a team that was from different parts of the world. I think it's very interesting to connect and mix different cultures, because you learn so much from their own backgrounds and how they came into this profession and what makes them, what gives them the fuel, what gives them the fire to succeed, and who are they as people. I was very interested in that. So,
do you want to call out somebody specific here, who gives you the fuel, or we should just brush
we
over
should,
it?
We should okay. move on.
everyone. How was the transition for you retiring from tennis?
Yeah.
Some players talk about it as very painful, as losing a part of their identity. Right. Others can't wait to start the new chapter of their lives. How was it for you?
I think it's always, if I can be honest, it's always difficult, because you've had something for so many years of your life. You committed everything, right? You gave up the birthdays and holidays, just to work on this craft. And it becomes a huge part of your identity. And so I don't think you realize that until you let it go, and you don't realize how and where and at which instances it affects you. But after retirement, we went into, these lockdowns and COVID. And so it was a very different existence for not just myself and where I was in life, but I think for everyone around the world. So I don't know if it was a traditional retirement.
It's true.
So I can't really...
face your demons if you think about it.
I mean, I wanted to travel the world, and I did not travel the world for a long time.
You were just at home.
I was just at home with my parents, and I was like, well, this is back to basics. But no, we had... There were moments that were really, really nice during that time. But it was very... It's different. But my body was ready. I mean, I struggled with my shoulder and several other things for so long. And so, the stubbornness that propelled me to the top, I think in the end almost became a demon, because
I
wanted it. So, I worked so hard to try to get my body back. But ultimately, you can't let that stubbornness get in the way of better things in your life. So it was a moment of letting go.
Mm. Interesting that actually your strength became your weakness in the end.
Because yes, absolutely.
Because you were known as... actually, this is something that I personally just need to know. You were always known as the woman with the most mental fortitude on the tour. Okay. Is that something you were born with, or did you work on that?
I don't know. You're leaning in, so it's like an answer you really want.
I wish I had asked you this question when I was still playing.
I don't know
playing.
If I should lean in answering this. I didn't grow up being the most talented. Like, people expected good things and perhaps great things from me, but... I just thought my mind was always my weapon, and I wasn't the strongest. Actually, I didn't grow until I was like late teenager, so I didn't have some of the athletic skills that a lot of tennis players have. And I thought that tennis, there's so many flows and momentum changes, and I thought if I could just stick it out for a few extra points, right? If I could just hang in there with my opponent. And give them something to think about. You know, I think that's what Coco almost did yesterday. Like, she probably knew she didn't play a terrific first set, but she just stuck in there. She hung in there against an opponent that can become a bit erratic, that could make more mistakes, and she did. And then she found her groove, so...
How have you followed tennis? Have you followed tennis at all, or are you a cold turkey?
I love watching. I really do. I have this... It's nice to have a healthy distance with it, but also know exactly what is going on. I was like sitting there yesterday, I was like, this is a huge point. And everyone is like sipping beer. And I'm like, can you focus? This is a huge point. So I it's like I know these secret moments that are important. And I absolutely. I love watching.
And do you miss the competition at all? Or
yes.
You do the competition. That's the one thing.
Yeah. It's like... In business, it's not like you get a great deal or you make a good investment and there's like a great return. It's not like you like fist pump, you know what I mean? Like,
or people applaud.
No, I'm not waving in the crowd. or I could, but I haven't. So that, yeah.
I think you should bring that into the business.
And I miss the fans tremendously. It's so special to hear and see... You know, like young boys and girls that would wake up like in the middle of the night to watch you play a tennis match.
Well, I know that they miss you too, and I want to veer a bit. I'm not checking my Instagram. I'm just checking the time.
Oh, you can check Instagram. I think we all check our Instagram like every 10 minutes.
Not when you are talking. This is very interesting. But I want to veer a bit into today's men's final.
Yes.
My microphone is not working properly.
We're going into the men's final. Are we making predictions here?
Maybe predictions. First, I want to know, Novak, we are all born in 87. Novak, you and me, we are all the same generation. Did you have an inkling that he would become the greatest of all time by growing up next to him? Or did you just know he was great?
I have this funny story with Novak. I remember we were... I'd won a couple of Grand Slams. It was at the time when he was like... getting there, like getting to the top, but his body was still not at the level of his tennis.
Maria won Grand Slams before Novak Djokovic. Yes. This is a very important point to make.
Yes, and we played this like little mini exhibition in Indian Wells, and he said if I win the next point, I don't know what the bet was, but he won the bet, and he's like, if I win the bet, we're gonna go to dinner. And I was like, oh, okay, fine, whatever. Like, that's never going to happen. And he ends up winning. And he's like, yeah, we're going to dinner. And I was like, and it was this moment. It was so funny. It was this moment where we just went to dinner. He's like, can we take a photo? And I was like, I know him very well. And it's incredible to see how passionate, how, like, the element of this longevity of how he handles treats his body, how his preparations are. It's fascinating.
Well, and you have a lot of things in common if you think about it. Novak's mind is also something that has transcended his abilities. If you looked at them, Rafa, Roger, Novak, if you looked at them, you wouldn't put him on the highest top of the tennis skills, but his mind kind of transcended that. And now we are veering into the predictions. First of all, let me know, what do you think about men's tennis right now? Like, where it's at for you, in your opinion?
I think it's so exciting. Yeah. I love seeing the younger generation. I mean, can't even call Alcaraz younger generation because he's already, you know, at the top of the top. But there's an aura about, you know, the men's game that's very evident. You know, my last coach in my career also coached Sinner for several years. So I got to play with him a little bit. So I'm always, you know, rooting for him. And I like, you know, his humble approach to the sport. But what's interesting is they're all so different. They're different styles of play. They're different personalities. They're from different parts of the world. And it's just fun to see these rivalries come together. So I think the men's game is in a good state. Do you agree?
I agree with you. I think that was a bit lacking in the women's game for a while, and now we finally have it.
Yes.
Is exactly what you mentioned, the rivalries.
Exactly. Yes.
You either had one dominant player or everyone had a shot.
Yes.
And I think in especially your time, what made it so interesting were the rivalries, because you pick teams and you hope somebody wins, somebody loses. And
yes.
Now we are getting there with the Ons Jabeurs and the Sabalenkas and the Rybakinas.
Yes. I'm rooting for Ons to win her first Grand Slam.
I think we all do. I see nodding in the crowd.
Yes.
I think we all do.
Yes, she deserves that so much.
And we were talking around it now for a few minutes, but now we want to hear your prediction for the men's finals.
Yesterday, I predicted Coco in three.
Oh, my God.
I did. And today...
Take out your betting pages right now. We will get an insight.
I think it all depends on Novak, right? I think it depends on... Even though, look, Medvedev came out against Alcaraz and you thought it'd be like a competitive match, but you always believed that Alcaraz would come back and get it. And Daniil was like right there every moment of the way. So perhaps that can happen again. He's such a character. I mean, I've seen some of the interviews of Medvedev this week, and I was like, he's pretty funny.
Yeah, he is.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Well, I was like, wow, okay. I guess it's the relationship with the crowd that he has, and he's playing into it, which is fun. I'm going for Novak, and I'll say in four.
Okay. But
I don't know if I would be entirely surprised if Medvedev also wins it. So I'm not sure. I just gave you a prediction. But
okay. So maybe put the bet. I see a few people with their phones. Maybe put the betting sides aside again. And what do we as a collective here have to do to see you back on court? Is there anything we can do?
Nothing. Just drink some more Evian.
Nice. And Maria, I think we are so lucky to have you as I'm talking now in the name of tennis. I think you brought so much to the sport. You're bringing so much
to it
after the sport.
That's very kind. Thank
and,
you.
And we are just so lucky to have you. And hopefully we will see you more at some tennis events.
Thank you
don't
you
have
very
to
much.
Come to everyone.
Not all of them. Thank you.
But like maybe US Open.
My son appreciates that.
We just
think,
like to see you in there.
He needs my
one.
Help for a few more years. But it's nice to pop in here and there. So.
Yes.
Thanks for this, guys.